I'd like to welcome Larry Moore to Nuts and Bolts this morning. He's with QuickTrack.biz, but Larry and I go way back, and I've known you for a long time, Larry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes,
glad to be on it.
This is cutting-edge stuff that we've got today, and that's why I've invited you to come on and talk about it, because I think this is the best thing that's happened to the auto repair industry ever since impact tools were invented. This is a program which helps everybody. It's a win-win, as you say, wins for the customer, a win for the shop owner, and also, most important, a win for the technician, which usually is left out of the equation. We've been technicians all our lives.
Yeah, I started out way back in about 1963 busting tires. That tells you how old I am.
And you've been in the industry your entire life, and you're a shop owner with one of the most successful shops in the country, Larry's Auto Works, and you've gotten awards for your shop, and you've done really innovative things there, too. But now, more importantly, you've got this incredible system called QuickTrack.biz, which I'd like you to tell us about, and how does this win for the consumer? What's going to be good for the consumer in your local shop?
Well, you know, one of the biggest complaints that consumers have consistently is that the car isn't ready for them when they're ready to pick it up. A lot of times they're very happy with the work that was done and everything else, but the car is not ready when they're ready to pick it up. And a lot of that happens because it's a very complex process within the shop.
Sure.
And it's very easy for the shop owners and the techs to lose track of time and to end up having a problem getting the part and not getting it done on time or whatever. With our program, It focuses everyone in the shop on being productive and hitting timelines. So it really ups the odds that cars are going to be completed on time, on schedule, and at the price that was quoted to the customer.
So that's a big win. When you go to pick it up, you don't get the 5 o'clock surprise of, whoops, we weren't able to finish it today, so you'll have to find some other transportation.
As you know, it's a very complex business, so that can still happen, but this just greatly reduces those odds.
Right, so the consumer wins because it makes the system more reliable. Now let's talk about the technician, which is near and dear to me. And this is the best thing, I think, that's ever come along in terms of something to make life easier and better for a technician. That's because the technician is like the low end of the totem pole and always has been. But this, for the first time, raises the status of the technician and makes the guy feel a lot better about himself. And that's needed badly in our industry. Plus, as you said, it makes the technician more productive. Explain how that works.
Well, there's several aspects to it. The first and most obvious is that by using this system, it forces a process within the shop of thinking through a job beforehand and getting agreement with the technician about what this job is really about, how long it's likely to take, or what the scope of the job is.
Right.
So that both the owner and the manager, the owner and the technician, are on the same page about what's ahead of them. Secondly, when the technician completes the job, he gets the satisfaction of being able to go in and very quickly make an entry that basically says, hey, I'm done with this job, and it immediately shows up on his screen as being completed work. One of the problems with the job as a tech that I always found is that, you know, you worked your tail off all day, really worked hard, you got to the end of the day, it was just the end of the day, you didn't really know whether you'd been successful unless you were doing some kind of tracking on your own, which for most techs, it's just one more thing to do and they don't want to do. So
Right. With
this system, it's very quick and easy, literally takes 3 to 4 seconds per job to be able to keep track of where you're at, so at the end of the day, it displays and quickly shows you how you did, and
Right. It
does it. I'm a very color-oriented person, so it does it in colors of green, yellow, red, hopefully always green.
Yes.
That lets you know, hey, it was a good day, man. You know, it was tough. You worked hard, but, hey, it's green. You did good today.
So then when the technician goes to clock out, he has something that he can look at to have a good feeling about how his day went. But even before that, I think more importantly, you talk about the scheduling and the scope of the job. You have an idea of really what is going to be a scope of a reasonable day and not be overloaded and also not be underloaded, both
directions,
so that you're able to schedule things out and get an even flow of work, which makes more productivity.
Absolutely. We see in any shop that puts this in, we have never seen less than a 10% improvement in productivity. Part of that, I think, is just due to the effect of the fact that everybody knows where they're at and what's going on. You know, one of the old concepts in management is if you have good people and they have the right tools and the right equipment and the know-how to do the job, and you let them know what the job is and it's reasonable, it's something that's doable, they'll figure out a way to do it. And
sure.
I believe that a large share of why this program works is because of that.
Absolutely. And everybody's working together as a team on the same problem.
Yeah.
And it's recognized as a problem. rather than ignored or sloughed off to the side, then this gets everybody on the same track, so everybody knows the breadth and scope of all auto repairs are extremely complex and involve all kinds of other variables. The import of data and information, the import of parts, and there's the process that make it all go together, and that's the kind of the magical process that the technician plays where he's juggling all these balls. Well, this is a better way of juggling the balls.
Absolutely.
It keeps them all right there in front of everybody.
It really does. The beauty of it is it's a very macro to micro situation. So from the shop owner's perspective, I can sit in my desk in my office and I can look at the screen and very quickly get a picture of how things are going because it displays on a large scale the entire flow and how things are going. On the individual scale, they can click down into their specifics and get very, very specific about what's going on in their area and what's going on for them.
And with each job and with each technician, as deep as you want to go, you can see the information. And like you say, macro, you can back out and take a look at the big picture of the overall scope of how the progress is going on in the entire shop as the day ratchets along. And that's also in colors too, isn't it?
Yeah, we call it a dashboard because it is similar to what you would see on a dashboard in that there are little colored bars that go up and down to give you an idea. It's also got numbers on it. I'm personally a very visual-oriented person, but many people are numerically-oriented. So we display it in both ways so that whenever they get their satisfaction, they can look at it and get it that way.
Yeah, technicians are extremely visually-oriented and extremely anti-numbers. And so by not handing people statistics on a piece of paper and talking about statistics, instead, you've got a computer screen that shows bar graph and shows how stuff's progressing along, not only for the day, but for the week, as a weekly goal that the technicians then sometimes chip in and help each other because they have a need to have the shop meet its weekly goal, too. That's also displayed.
Now, one of the comments we get, especially for some of our younger technicians who use it, when we ask them, well, why do you like this? And the comment is, well, it's like playing a video game, except it's real life. I get to come in and put numbers in, and I get to watch the graph go up and show me that I'm doing good, and it's just like playing a video game. It's kind of fun that way.
Puts it in a very visual aspect so that you can relate to it extremely easily, even if you're entry-level tech. But you've found that even with your seasoned techs, your veterans, it's made a difference with them too.
Well, they love it because they're very keyed in with wanting to be successful in creating and getting done the work that they have scheduled for the day. And a couple of my guys who've been with me for a long time, and really part of what kind of inspired this many, many years ago, was they would have little pieces of paper and they're writing down and keeping track of their numbers and, you know, had their own little systems for doing it, but it took time, it took energy, and what I saw was the guys who did that had a better handle on what was going on and were more successful getting cars done on time and meeting their goals. So what we've done is created something so they don't have to have those little scraps of paper. They literally just walk up to the computer, hit two keys quickly, hit a yes, it's done, bang, and that's it. Literally 3 seconds, they're on the screen, they're in the game, and they know where they're at.
Yeah, right, and they know where they're at, and it ratchets along, and they can easily track their productivity, which is custom-tailored to each tech. So you're not coming along with an imprint that says everybody must meet this goal or this mold or this form because things are different from different parts of the country. The labor rates are different, the workflow is different, the shop setups are different. There's a lot of variables. And your system, which is, once again, quicktrack.biz, takes all of those things in consideration.
Another aspect of this is it really requires that an owner do something that many owners never think about doing, which is actually sitting down with their people and saying, so what's your goal? How much work would you like to produce? What would you feel good about if you could do it? And allows them to set those specific goals, and that, when it's all added up, when you take all the various entities in the shop and you add it up, the program automatically puts together then a shop goal based on that. It can be modified at any time or adjusted, but it's based on reality. It's pragmatic. It's not about, well, I want to hit this number, but gosh, I don't even have the manpower to do that. This tells the owner right off the bat that, hey, I'm out there in wishland because this isn't going to work because I don't have the manpower to do it.
Well, we're going to get to that in a minute about the shop and the wonderful index that it has as a pulse for the shop. But going back to the specifics of goal setting, this is one of the most important key things for successful people. And you know that, and I know that, and all the people who have been to any kind of advanced training in business and successful thinking know that goal setting is a key ingredient that must take place or nothing else is going to follow. And what this system, QuickTrack.biz, does so nicely is it puts the goal setting right there in front of the technician every minute of the day that he wants to look at it. So he has a nice format that he can follow that gives him the goals and lets him work toward them, you know, as you say, kind of like a video game, but it really does become almost game-like. But nonetheless, the goals are still there, and they're looked at in a whole different way. They're looked at constantly, and that's the best way.
Well, one of the unique things we do that I realized early on for me was important was that, you know, it's easy to say, well, I'd like to get 8 hours of work done today, whatever. It's easy to say that, but I lose track during the day where I'm at. I lose track, well, how many have I done, what have I done, especially if I'm looking at it from a week. I know as a tech, I was a good flat rate guy, but my attention span was pretty short.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking about the next job, which you have to. You got to look at the next job that's in front of you. It's hard to keep the big picture in mind. So one of the things we've done
mm-hmm.
is we have a little optimum bar, which is it's constantly recalculating every 6 minutes, where should I be right now if I want to hit my goal? So that at any time I walk up to that screen and put it in, I get an instant comparison of where I am
mm-hmm.
in relationship of where I need to be if I'm going to hit my goal. You know, I'll say, wow, I need to dial in a little bit here. I'm not staying focused. I'm not staying
right.
up where I need to be. Or, hey,
right.
I feel good. I'm running ahead of where I need to be.
Yesterday, I was at a National Tire and Battery place, and the techs were outside in the parking lot, and they had the radio going in their car, and they were smoking cigarettes and telling jokes and not working at all toward any goal. And it wasn't even break time. And so what this system does is it makes it possible for the technician to have a goal to work toward, to have some kind of focus, but at the same time, it gives the shop owner or the shop manager an indicator of what the shop is looking like. So it's kind of like a measurement or a scan tool, as you put it, of the shop. We're talking today with Larry Moore from Larry's Auto Works, which is in Mountain View, California. If you're ever out that way, you see one of the most successful and well-run shops in America. We were talking about the shop owner. The independent shop has been the backbone of keeping America's motorists on the road, and still is. The independents still do handle the lion's share. And unfortunately, many of them are poorly run or poorly managed because technicians just aren't great with shop management. Now you have something that is the cat's meow that can help the shop owner because it's, as you described it, kind of like a scan tool to give you an analysis of your shop. Tell us how that works.
Well, you know, this program came about because when I started my business many years ago, in spite of the fact that I theoretically had a business background
mm-hmm.
from college, I really didn't know anything about how to run a small business. I knew how to fix cars, and I was good at it. I assumed, like most small business owners, not just shop owners, but small business owners, that because I knew how to do the technical work, that all I'd have to do is open my doors and people come in and I'd make money. Well, what I soon discovered was that was not the case, but I had no idea where to start. I didn't know why I wasn't making money.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I found out, it was a month later when I got my financial statement from my account, or more than a month later, and they said, you lost money. And I'm going, what did I do? Why did
yeah.
I lose money?
Right.
So I wanted a way to be able to get a better handle on what was going on right now. So out of that came what we have now, which is the QuickTrack.biz program.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it shows me in both graphic colors and in numbers key parts of my business. We call it running the business by key numbers.
Okay.
The key numbers are very simply numbers that the program calculates based on very brief inputs that are put in during the day, and we know what range those key numbers should be in if the business is healthy. And literally, by looking at the key numbers, of which there's about 60 different types of numbers we can pull out of it,
okay.
we can tell whether or not a particular aspect of the business is healthy or not. And if it's not, we can then begin to think about what we need to do to improve it.
So, and basically in a bar graph and colors, you know every, as you said, 6 minutes it's updating?
Every 6 minutes it updates, yes.
That you're heading in one direction or another direction, so you can see if the shop's meeting its goals as it goes through the day, and all you have to do is be near a connection to the Internet, really.
That's
you can
correct.
Read on a BlackBerry, for that matter.
That's correct.
So you're not actually having to be there in the building, but you're able to look at it anywhere in the world that you're connected to the Internet. And
that's
so
correct.
This gives you a view or window into exactly what is going on in the key areas. Let's talk about those key areas that you would be looking at in particular. What are the essential areas that you've designated?
Well, one of the most basic ones is we look at production, total number of hours, not dollars, hours produced in the shop by the technicians, by the service riders.
You're starting with the loading of the system, which is as the work comes in and people
yes.
bring their cars in and the work is written up, you first off, you have a good indicator of how much work there is that's come into the system.
Right. We know right away what we have loaded in, waiting to be done. And we also know by looking at it who has work and who doesn't have work so that we can more evenly dispatch and more evenly hand work out.
But before it gets handed out and before it gets dispatched, this first item is very valuable in that it's an indication of how good the shop is doing in getting its word out that customers should bring their cars there. So you can use that also as an indicator of what kind of work is coming in. And that can be used diagnostic-wise to tell if the shop's doing enough to advertise.
Yeah, and actually each car that comes in, we have a very quick drop-down menu that identifies why that car is in there. Are they in there because they're an existing customer, or did they come from a particular ad? And we have a reporting section that will actually help us pinpoint not only the quantity of customers we get from a particular ad, let's say, but also the quality of customer. Are we doing the proper kind of advertising to attract the kind of customer that we most want?
Sure, because that guy bought coupons and had the coupons put out on the coupon mailer for his repair shop, then he gets an idea instantaneously, but also over the long term, how much the payback has been for those coupons in terms of his business and the percentage of business that it generates. If the word is getting out and people are spreading the word and you're getting a lot of people saying, yeah, I heard about you from a friend, then you know that your reputation is really great. And, of course, everybody does advertising, and we're all interested to see how much the money that we spend on that Yellow Pages ad or whatever is returning on your investment. So
right, we break it all the way down to the point where we really know quality and quantity. We know how many came in. We know what they spent. We know what their average upgrade was. In other words, once we looked the car over mm-hmm. and educated them about what we had found and asked them what they wanted to do, we know what percentage of that work they bought. So we know the quality of customer. Are these people who want to keep their car in good shape? I mean, obviously, as a technician, I feel most fulfilled when somebody brings their car in, I find stuff on it, and they say, fix it. And I go, great, I get to do my stuff. It's really frustrating when people bring their cars in. We find stuff that we know needs to be done. It's really needed to keep the car reliable, and they go, well, I don't want to do it. Now, you know, some people just plain can't afford it, but there's other people who maybe just don't trust at all and aren't going to do the work no matter what. And if I'm getting a lot of those kind of people in, I'm probably using the wrong advertising source.
Well, here, let's give that a real-world example. Let's say you do a loss leader of an oil change special and you send out a coupon for an oil change for less than it costs you to do it in terms of labor and the parts. So let's say it's one of those $14.95 oil changes with the filter, oil, and all included, including disposal fee. So for $14.95, you're doing that really to induce people to your business and also to give you an opportunity to look over their car and let them know what condition that it's in and what are things that you see that are glaringly obvious that need maintenance or need repair.
Right.
And if you get very poor response from the people who come in from that ad, in other words, they take advantage of your oil change but they don't have any other repairs done, you would know instantaneously how good your advertising is doing in terms of creating work for your shop and also helping keep cars maintained. So it's a true yardstick that you can immediately look at to see how successful you are. All other shop owners have no way of measuring how successful the ads are.
At least not for quite some time. I mean, they may be able to pull it from their financial statements or their point of sale, but by the time they do it, they're going to be down the road a ways and have already lost money.
Well, they really can't match it up. Right, and it's too late. This is instantaneous, and if they could possibly match it up and they don't, because there isn't any easy way to match it up, it's too late. So you could see which water you want to fish in if you're fishing for advertising.
That's correct.
If you're fishing somewhere where the people do want upgrades in their car, they do care about the maintenance of them and the safety of them, then you know that that's a pool of potential customers that you'd like to keep tapping into, and you'll keep doing that. So
that's
for the shop owner, that's real valuable.
Yeah, and you know it soon enough to actually make a difference.
Right. Then we talk about once it goes into the system, then the work gets distributed evenly because the work is then given to the technicians based on their workload. So somebody's box isn't full and somebody else's is empty.
And everybody knows that because it's all displayed up on the screen.
Right. There's no favoritism, and it's even Steven, which is one of the biggest complaints I'm sure you've heard plenty of where
Absolutely.
People say all the good work goes to so-and-so.
Right.
Or you get a prima donna who only does good work. And only does the easy work. He would immediately know about that, so it makes it an even playing field in the shop, which is real key to keeping the morale up in the shop. So this helps your shop morale with the technicians, too. So that's another key item that the owner has. But what else does the owner have in front of him? Doesn't he have, like, a tachometer that tells him how things are?
Yeah, we have what we call a compact view. And if I'm in the middle of other things all day, I don't want my whole screen taken up with the whole dashboard. What I do is hit compact view, and up in the corner is like a tachometer that has red, yellow, and green, and a couple arrows, and I can tell at a glance the health of my business. If I've got a problem, and I see those arrows starting to get down into the yellow or red, I can then click on that, open it up, and again go from macro and begin to delve down into the tool to find out where my numbers are a problem.
What are some of the problems that the numbers will tell you that you could deal with?
What typically shop owners talk about is average RO. And usually, unfortunately, they talk about it in dollars, which doesn't work because as you move around the country, the dollars vary greatly. But the thing that doesn't vary is that we could talk about average RO in term of time, and it's the same time in Tennessee that it is in California, that it is in Washington and Florida, okay? So if I have an average work order of, let's say, 2.5 hours, and I've compared my shop with other shops of similar types, I find that that number is low and that most everybody else has one that's up around 3. Well, there's several causes for that. Usually it gets blamed on the service writer.
Right.
Well, the service writer's not selling. Well, you know what? The service writer is only one of three elements that could cause that to be low. As the owner, I could be bringing in the wrong customer. The second element is the technician may not be looking the car over. And then the third and final piece is maybe he did find the work that was presented to the service writer, and he was not doing a good job of presenting it to the customer. And we do that by measuring what we call opportunity. No one else in the industry has a way to measure this. We measure opportunity. In other words, the car was looked over. What was the opportunity that the customer had to be able to do work on their car, and did they take it? We can isolate it down by technician, ad code, and service writer. So, for instance, if we see that a particular ad we run, no matter what tech looks at it and no matter what service writer looks at it, we end up with a low average work order, we know we have a problem at the beginning. We have a bad group of customers coming in. If, on the other hand, we see that we have four techs and three of them, when they check these cars over, find that there are things needed and a fourth one never does, we need to go look and see if that person doesn't know how to look a car over, doesn't know how to appropriately determine the condition of the car. Maybe they're being given all the cars that don't need anything for some reason.
Or maybe they're a deadwood tech.
But I can tell that because if I see that number today, right now, I can right now walk out in the shop and find out what's going on. Not wait till 2 weeks after the fact to try to figure out what's going on.
Is that guy hungover? Has he not been getting enough sleep? Is he having trouble at home? Is there something going on in his personal life? You would know right then and there to nip it in the bud or to start to take steps, because what you have is a way to make a shop more efficient.
It's more productive, yeah.
And for the shop owner, that means that sometimes you may be better off having more productive techs and less ones that are less productive.
Right. Fewer techs, pay them more, have better ones. I'll give you a real quick example.
Yeah, what's the example?
We had a service writer who normally has a sell rate somewhere in the 85 to 90% range. That's just for years. That's what he's had. One day we're sitting looking at the program, and all of a sudden we notice that has dropped down around 60%. Walked out, said, "How you doing? How's things going?" "Oh, they're fine. How's family?" "Family's fine." "You feeling okay?" "Yeah, I'm feeling fine." "Why?" "Well, we just noticed that your number's down a little bit, and we were just concerned." "No, I'm fine." Walked back in our office, within 2 hours, that number's back up where it belongs.
Tell us about the situation where you have a tech that's actually costing the shop money to have the tech there.
Well, what most shop owners don't seem to realize is that having a cheap technician, in many cases, can be your most expensive technician. If you've got a good guy that you're paying what you consider to be a lot of money, and he's producing at 110, 120%, in other words, in an 8-hour day, he's perhaps putting out 9 hours, 10 hours, you've got a guy you're paying half that, but he's not producing even 4 hours in a day, the actual cost for that technician that you're paying half for is higher than the tech you consider to be paying a lot of money. You're actually paying more for the cheaper tech because he's half as productive. And he's also taking up space in the shop, so you're better off not having that person there and having someone in there who is actually productive and who you can pay some good money to because they produce good money for you.
One of the biggest problems in today's shops is the need for more techs. With this system, you get your techs working at a better efficiency, then you may not need that other tech that you're looking for. If people want to find out more about QuickTrack.biz, Larry, they can just go to the website and look up www.quicktrack.biz.
That's and that's QuickTrack with no K on the track.
Right, QuickTrack.biz. And
right.
They can get in touch with you there through the site.
That's correct.
Larry, thank you for joining me this morning on Nuts and Bolts.
Good talking to you. Thanks.